I'm glad Jesus is right in the middle. Somebody say amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to the book of Ephesians tonight. I did some devotional reading today. And as I was reading in my devotion, something jumped out at me. I was not going to preach this tonight, actually, but it was a devotional reading. And I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and just make a sermon out of that. Somebody say amen. I'm going to preach from Ephesians chapter 3. But right before I do, I want to ask all of you, anybody, just raise your hand if you need prayer on something. Raise your hand. I'm going to have prayer in a minute. There's several here. I just want to have prayer for you. And I want to say those listening by way of live stream, we're glad you're with us today. And is everything going good on that? I think so. I do want you to be much in prayer. Now, this week's a pivotal week in a lot of our folks' life. We are rejoicing about Mike McClanahan getting a successful surgery, delivered out of the hospital. He's home, isn't he? Mike, if you're listening, we're glad for what God done for you. I got to pray with him this week, and we've been praying. Now, I do want you to pray Friday morning at 7:25. Friday morning, Cindy Elkins is going to have surgery. And Cindy's such a dear, dear saint of God, just a blessing to Taze Valley Baptist Church. And she's going to have surgery this coming Friday. And then also, I want you to pray for Carolyn Hawks. Her husband is in hospice. I want you to pray for her, but also her son, Paul White, is going to have, they're going to open him up and do some kind of thing about chemotherapy on the inside, chemo warts. I never heard of it in my life, but it sounds very serious. I want you to pray. Pray for Raquel Anderson, Jim Markham, Larry Curry, Joe McKay, Ernie Yates, Donna Little, Edna Sheets, Bob Yates, Tori Childs, Connie Jeremiah, Al Eastman, and keep praying for Janet Earlywine. All these folks have been battling with cancer. Pray for them. Pray for Johnny Winkler's dad, a preacher in our area, Lee Morse. Lee is getting ready to go on the other side. I want you to pray. Pray for Judy O'Brien and Jim Mars and all the shut-ins. And how many believe we got a lot to pray for? But I want to say I'm glad I got a prayer answering God. I got a desire in my life. I've always had it. And in my Bible study this week, it's got rich in me. And I got reminded of it. And you know what I like? I like to have every church member I've got in Taze Valley have this desire that Paul had. And your pastor has tonight. And if we had more of this, what a change we would have in our world. And I want you to look at the book of Ephesians and stand with me. You've been sitting a while. Stretch. And I'll try to be brief. Looks like the time's moving on pretty good. Look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 13. If you're there, say amen. And I'll read down to verse number 19. And there is just a thought that I want to preach on tonight. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. See, you know what Paul said? I'm going through some stuff, but it's for you. I don't understand why we go through things, but I do know ultimately God can get the glory. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family and earth, or excuse me, heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, This is what got me, Jeremy, right here. Church, this is what grabbed a hold of me. Are you with me? Look what the Bible said. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Our Father, help me preach like I've never preached before. I just want to be able to communicate this truth the best I can this evening. That there'll be some people leave here hungry and thirsty, wanting your fullness. And we'll praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this subject. Having the fullness of God. I grabbed a hold of it. Listen to me. Having the fullness of God. Can I ask you a question tonight? Do you have the fullness of God? You know, there's a lot of people that are filled with their self. Come on, help me preach. There's a lot of people filled with their self. There's a lot of people filled with pride. And then there's a lot of people filled, frankly, with the devil. Amen. But you know what Paul said? He said, I want to be full of God. You know what our world needs? You know what our churches need? We need a bunch of Christians that are full of God, that have the fullness of God. You know what I'd like for you to do? I'd like for you tonight, when you go by your bed to pray with your wife or your family, and get up by the hand and say, you know what? I'd like to have what that preacher preached on tonight. I'd like to have the fullness of God. I want God to bless me like he's never blessed me before. Having the fullness of God. I wrote this down. Let me give it to you this way. When I talk about the fullness of God, I'm talking about the inner strengthening of the Holy Spirit that leads to the indwelling of Christ, which leads to an abundant love, which leads to the fullness of God in us. I want to tell you, I'm glad that January 31st, 1973, I got saved by the grace of God. I got the Holy Spirit of God in me. And I want you to know tonight, because I have Him in me, I have the potential to have God's fullness and God's power and God's love. I heard a story. I love to read. I was talking to boys about today about J. Wilbur Chapman, great evangelist. He was having a meeting and preaching a revival, and a young man came and got saved. And the young man told him a story. He said, I got off a train in Pennsylvania, and I saw a man, and I tapped him on the shoulder. And when I tapped him on the shoulder, I said, can you give me a dime? The man turned around, and the boy was shocked, because it was the young man's father. And the father looked at him and put his arms around him and hugged him and kissed him. He said, you want a dime, but I'm willing to give you everything I got. And the boy was shocked. And the boy told the story how his daddy looked at him and said, I've been searching for you for 18 years so I can give you everything. I want you to know, if you're not saved here tonight, or if you are saved, I got a God that's been looking out for you, and God looking for you, that's wanting to give you His fullness, wants to give you His best, wants to bless you like you've never been blessed before. And I want you to know tonight, it's available tonight. Amen. You know, sometimes preachers preach on a subject like this, and they get people, I can't see you behind your mask, but some of you look like this, like, you know why you look at me like that? Because you're not experiencing it. and we don't experience it. That Greek word for fullness comes from a word called phereo, which means to make full or to feel, or it means to have a total dominance. You know what God wants out of our life? He doesn't want part of our life. He don't want just a little bit of our life. God wants everything that we are, and He wants to dominate our life, and that there be less self and more of Him. Somebody help me preach. Verse 19 talks about the fullness of God. Chapter 4 and verse 13 talks about the fullness of Christ. And chapter 5 and verse number 18 talks about the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And if we're not full of the Holy Spirit, we cannot experience the fullness of Christ. Neither can we experience the fullness of God. How many believe we need to get more people associated to save with the Holy Ghost of God? You know, you mentioned the Holy Ghost of God today in a Baptist church. They think you're a Pentecost or something crazy. I want you to know I got all the Holy Spirit I ever get when I got saved. He's in me tonight. He sealed me to the day of redemption. It's real. Ray, I'm about to get loose right now. Woo! Man, let me give you three things by way of introduction. Verses 14 through 18. I see the petition about the fullness of God. If you want the fullness of God, you got to ask for it. How many of you believe God will give you? If you're not, somebody say amen. How many believe He's a prayer answering God? How many believe He's a miracle working God? How many believe He's a God that's able? In verses 14 through 18, I see the petition about the fullness. In verse 17 and 18, I see the possibility of His fullness. See, here's what I believe. You know why we don't experience it? Because we don't think it's possible. You know why we don't have it? Because we don't think it's available. Can I tell you that God Almighty will and can do the impossible in your life and give you fullness that you've never had before and joy that you never had before and an abundant life that you never had before if you just can believe that it's possible. Amen. Yes, sir. All right, Chad. Whew. Then in verse 19, the possession of the fullness of God. Now, here's one of the write this in your notes. I got 13 minutes of preaching left. I try to get out in time, the kids get out. But let me give you five things tonight. Five things that should be in your life to tell you that you got the fullness of God. A man that is full of God, a woman that is full of God, will have these five things that I'm going to give you tonight. Don't tell me you're full of God and you don't have something to show for it. By the way, you won't have to tell people you're full of God. They'll know you're full of God. You won't have to get up and pat yourself on the back and say, I'm full of God. They'll know you're full of God. Because you'll be dwelling, there'll be five things about you. First of all, look at verse 14. Jeremy, a person that's full of God is full of prayer. Verse 14. Woo! For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. How many of you believe prayer is a difficult discipline? Raise your hand. Come on. Any of y'all get fought when you pray? There's two times I really get the battle. It's when I'm trying to study my Bible and when I'm praying. That's when the devil fights. It's the price of prayer. Then the pearl prayer. We need to try the Spirit. We need to get connected to the Holy Ghost of God in our prayer that make intercession for us. Are you a person full of prayer? You know, I got under conviction about something. And I quit doing it. Sometimes when I get a prayer request, and you get a prayer request, and we'll do it on our office prayer list, and we'll do it, somebody will say something about prayer, and we'll make a comment on Facebook or wherever, praying, we just told a lie. How could you be praying and you just heard about it? You know what I tell them? I quit saying that. I'll pray right now. I'm going to get to praying right now. I ain't going to tell them I'm praying if I ain't been praying. Hey, I want you to know, sir, I pray for your daddy. I pray for him every day. I pray for him several times a day. I pray for you and your mama. I pray that God would move in his life. I prayed with him personally the other day that God would touch him and help him in that heart surgery. I'm glad he's out of the hospital tonight. Hey, listen to me. Went in for a simple ankle surgery and ended up in the intensive care, almost died. You said, what got him out of there? I'll tell you what got him out of there. Prayer got him out of there. If there's anything that makes me realize the fullness of God is when I get channeled in and I'm full of prayer. How many believe we talk about so much junk and we don't talk to God enough? I had me a good old time in my office this afternoon. She said, what did you do to have such a good time? I tell you what, now. Boy, I know some of you are going to think, boy, I'm waiting. What did he do? So, I bet he done something. I bet something big. Tell you what I done, Jay. I got this King James Bible open. And I started studying it. And I got some commentaries out. And I asked the Holy Ghost to reveal some stuff to me. Then I started talking to God. And I want all y'all to know what happened. Before long, I got real, real tight with God. I found myself in communion with God. I found myself close to God this afternoon. I found myself in a rich atmosphere. Some of y'all look at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Do you know that if you're a person full of prayer and you've got a potential to get into a heavenly atmosphere, you can come boldly to a throne of grace and find grace and mercy in a time of need. A person that is full of God is full of prayer. Let me ask you something just to ask you. How many's had a prayer answered last month? Raise your hand. Well, then I want to ask you a question. Why ain't you shouting? That's 3/4 of you raised your hand and said you had a prayer answered in the last month. You ought to have been up here testifying. I probably ought to even had to preach tonight. Let me tell you something. God answers so many of our prayers. God's so reverent in our life. We ought to praise Him tonight. Woo! Let me hurry, Sam. Number 2. A man that has the fullness of God not only is full of prayer, but verse 16, he's full of power. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Woo! I'm talking about the inner man. If you're really full of God, you're going to be full of power. And that's to fortify against the flesh. That is to fulfill the desires of the inner man. I want you to know something. There's a lot of things that I cannot conquer with this outer man. Let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all get in trouble by depending too much on the outer man? Hello? But I want you to know, you know where our power comes from? It didn't come from the outer man. It didn't come from our intellect. I got a lot of people, they're scared to death right now with this election. Just a nervous wreck. By the way, I learned to not be worried about something I can't change. All I can do is I'm going to do what you did. Tomorrow, me and Marguerite's going to go vote. I'm going to vote pro-life, pro-Bible, pro-God, pro-gun. That's what I'm going to do. I already know. I already know who I'm voting for. I won't be confused. Hello. But I got one vote. And I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I already know something. Because of the power that's within me. I've got a God that can overcome anything on my life. And if Joe Biden gets in, God's going to take me through anyway. I may not like it, but I'm going through. I had one of the ladies, Tina Green, she texted me or messaged me. And she said, sounds like to me, you think Biden's getting in. I said, I'm just preparing for the worst. Jim Jeremiah's just shouted. He loves it when I get political. I'm not being political. I'm just trying to make a point. If you've got God in you, the circumstances of this world is not going to move you. What happens in this world will not move you. I want you to know something. You got power within you tonight that's able to rise up above any circumstance and any politician and any junk that's going to somebody help me preach. My goodness. I wish I could get that to you. You say, you don't act shook. You don't act upset. You ain't done with crazy. No, I'm not going crazy over politics. I'm hooked into God. I'm hooked, line, and sinker. And I believe greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm not getting this sermon done with, but keep, number three, look at verse 17. I'm going to try to at least get these points to you. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be being rooted and grounded in love. Then we need to be full of a person. Somebody say amen. Full of Christ. By faith, the door opens for us. And by the way, if you ever get saved, there'll be some fruit bearing because you'll be rooted and grounded in love, and there'll be something come out of you. And I'll tell you what'll come out of you. People will see the love of God in you. How many believe you people need to see the love of God in you? Amen. We don't need to be spewing out hate. I want you to know something. I got a lot of problems, but one of them's not, I'm not a racist. I don't think like a lot of people think. I just believe everybody's wonderful. Somebody help me preach. See, if you ever get really hooked in to the person of Christ, you cannot bypass loving people. You can even love your enemies. I saw somebody, they say that's my enemy. At Walmart the other day, I was told he was my enemy. I don't know if somebody's my enemy unless they tell you they are. But I saw him. He was kind of burdened down. And I could tell he was a little frustrated. I walked over to him and I thought, well, he may cuss me or he may, I don't know. But I went over and I said, you all right? And I put my arm around him. Big old tear walked down his face. He said, you really do love me, don't you? I said, sure. He said, I said some ugly things about you. I said, it's okay. I forgive you. And he, you know what he done right there in the middle of Walmart? He told me he's sorry. I wasn't looking for that. I just thought the brother needs some love. Let me tell you something, friend. We need to love people. And if you get the person of Christ in you, you got the potential to love anybody. And number four, verse 18. I got to hurry. I got 2 minutes. If you're full of God, you're full of perception. may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of the love of God. You know, how many of y'all ever have a problem trying to discern what God wants? You know what? If you get hooked in and full of God, you can know God's will. I want to tell you what. I was a 27-year-old boy. And I won't call it what it was. I was a boy when I came down here. And God told me, just like he wrote it in the sky, I want you to go to Sage Valley Baptist Church and be their pastor. And he told me that, spoke to me. And man, I want y'all to know something. You know what that meant? That meant half my salary. I was going on half of what I was making. But you know what God told me and revealed to me? Where I got, I provide. I'll take care of you. That's 42 years ago. And he's been faithful. And by the way, God, if you're full of him, will help you have perception. Whew. Am I all right? Lastly, I'll at least give you the last point, though I can't fully develop it. Verse 19. If you're full of God, you'll be full of passion. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. The breadth of God's love, it's broader than all humanity. The length of God's love, it outmeasures all human sin. The depth of God's love, it goes beneath all human necessity. The height of God's love, it towers over all human thought. His thought is not my thought. How many glad that you got a God that loves you and looked beyond your fault and saw your need. A God that cares for you and says, what's that to you all your life? And who says, take care of you. Who's tender to you. Who loves you. Oh, he loves you like you're his only child. I've been glad of that tonight. Bow your head with me. Lois, you come to the piano. How many of you know that you know that you know? If you die today, you'd go to heaven. And God's in you tonight. Raise your hand high. God bless you. You're here tonight, maybe you couldn't raise your hand. I sure ain't going to embarrass you or point you out. But you have a desire to have God. You want a full life. You want a joyful life. You want that realness in your life. You know you're unsaved. You're on your way to hell. But God wants to lift you out of that. Anybody here tonight lost and you need God in your life? Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? Just sip it up. I won't come up. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Somebody else? How many Christians would say, preacher, I want the fullness of God. I don't really have it, but I want it. Raise your hand. God bless you. Now we're going to have an invitation. And if you're here without Christ, I ask you to not put it off. I ask you just, you responded. I believe you want to be saved. I ask you to come up here and let one of our guys take the Bible. Show you how to be saved. I want you to have a rich life. I want you to be full of God. And then the Christians that are here that say, preacher, I love God, but I want full of him. There's too much of me in the way right now, preacher. Too much of me in the way. If that's true, won't you come up also? Stand with me. Our Father, this one that raised his hand unsaved, I want to pray for him. Lord, I want to pray for those that are here that they want that fullness. They want that joy of that fullness. They want that richness that you have for them. God, you bless now in Jesus' name. For his sake, amen. If you're not saved, would you come right now? The folks are coming.